Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. And you know, it's so much to get to this week. Let's jump right into it. So first of all, we had Blac Chyna going to court against the Kardashians. Now, this was very interesting because she was rumored to be going to court because she was suing the family for $100 million because her show got canceled and she felt some type of way about it. She blaming the family. But on top of her going to court, a lot of people out of her family were coming with new evidence as far as she putting her hands on Rob Kardashian, and a lot of other people were coming to the aid of saying they saw her abusing him, and they said that she put a gun to his head allegedly, and she was just playing. And they said it was one instance where she wrapped an extension cord around his neck, and the mother has even came out to say that she feared for her son's life. And that ain't nothing to play with, man. So as of right now, the case is kind of wrapped up. So we'll see how it play out. But speaking of things escalating, 50 Cent and Benzino still going at it. Benzino, he in the news all the time now. He threatened the transgender that he was allegedly supposed to have relations with. He was threatening, you know, to do some things to her. And he put it on social media. I don't know why he would do that. But at the end of the day, it's already out there. But him and 50 was going back and forth because, you know, Benzino was talking about his daughter and her album sales, and he wasn't speaking on a supportive state as far as when it comes to his daughter. But 50 was letting him know, like, he thinking about giving Koi a role in one of his new shows. And it's just weird to me because, well, 50 always going to troll, but I just wish that, you know, Benzino would just humble himself. Just go sit down somewhere, because he don't need to be involved in any of this stuff that's going on. But as of right now, he is. So until he's not involved, it's going to be what it's going to be. But as we stand in these court cases, we're just going to keep on rolling down the line. Now, Johnny Depp is in court against his wife. He's also been heard of being abused by his wife. And it's really unfortunate, too, because, you know, they were playing back voiceovers in court. And his, you know, his wife was just looking unbothered. Like, she didn't even care about nothing that was getting said. And it's just so unfortunate. It's so unfortunate that this stuff is happening. And I'm so glad for these men speaking up instead of taking this abuse laying down. Because a lot of times these situations happen to men and they don't get a chance to voice their opinion. So I'm glad they're speaking out. Now, I'm giving a disclaimer for what I'm about to say, and I'm also giving a trigger warning. So I'm going to give my take on what's going down so far with this Meg and Tory case. So here we go. Now, as you know, Meg and Tory are going to court, but they're also It's a lot of allegations out there. But from what's been in the media, it's a lot of unanswered questions. So let's start from the top, shall we? Now, over 2 years ago, you always will see Tory and Meg hanging out, you know, and everything seemed all cool. Now, let's fast forward to when lightning strikes. So, there was a party at Kylie's house. Kylie threw a party. Meg was there. Tory was there. And so was her best friend, Kelsey. So Meg said that she was ready to leave. So they left. They got in the SUV. Now, she was sitting down with Gayle King. And she was explaining to Gayle King how, as they were in the SUV, they were arguing. Because she said she was the only one that wanted to leave. Everybody had a couple drinks. So she said she got out the car. Then she said they told her to get back in the car. So she said she got back in the car. And somehow she got out the car again. She said that's when everything just turned upside down. So she said all she remembers was, she said Tory was standing over the window. And she said she saw him telling her, "Dance, bitch, dance." And she said shots started to ring out. Now, what happened next was the police were called. And she said the next day there were text messages on a phone from Kelsey that said, "Help, Tory shot me." Now, this is where it gets interesting, because the phone, we really don't know whose phone that is. They said it was the bodyguard's phone, but until we get the total evidence, that's what they're saying. So I said it was the bodyguard's phone. Now, also, this is also where it gets tricky, because she said that, you know, she went to the hospital, you know, she got stitched up. She said when she talked to the officers, she said at first she told the officers that it was glass in her foot. And she said she did that because it was around the time of the George Floyd shooting. And she said she didn't want nothing to happen to anybody. That's her story. So she also said that she wished she wouldn't have said that. But here's something else in the story. So the gun that was used in this shooting did not have Tory's fingerprints or any gun residue leaking back to him. Now, what's interesting to me is there were three people in that car. Somebody shot me. And until that jury convicts Tory, he is an innocent man. Until he is convicted. Also, this is something else that's interesting. When Gail asked Meg, did she have, was she intimate with Tori? She paused for a minute. And she told Gail, you mean sexual? And Gail was like, yeah. And then she said, no. I don't think that's true. I really feel that she fucked Tori. And I also feel that he fucked the best friend too. And the reason why I feel that way is because their chemistry was just, the chemistry was too good. And it's too much just playing out right now that's not letting me think otherwise. You ain't heard nothing from the best friend. That is so strange. Nothing. Best friend, quiet as a mouse. And also another thing to take into consideration is that the best friend, Meg, was offered $1 million in hush money, but she didn't take it. Here we are 2 years later, everything's playing out. Now, the case is set to go to trial in September, so it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this play out. Because as of right now, Tori can't say nothing, but Meg, you know, she's allowed to talk to whoever she needs to talk to. And my heart does go out to her because she was shot. And I really do, you know, pray for her mental. But that doesn't go against the fact that I feel like they had an intimate relationship. And it's going to definitely play out differently when that comes out in court. Because who's to say what evidence Tori might have? So, you know, there's always three sides. Your side, my side, and the truth. So I can't wait for it all to play out, you know. And then who knows what Kelsey gonna say. You can't forget about her. You know she gonna be a top witness. So we're definitely gonna see how it all play out. But that is my take on the Tori and Meg shooting saga. And as it keeps getting developed, I'm gonna keep y'all updated. But that's all I got for that. Let's keep on moving. Also, I want to get to, now this is very weird to me, but I gotta bring it up. So it's a new little Dirk, a fake Dirk. They call him Lil Perkio. He been all over the place making videos. He met Lil Durk. I saw the video. He met Durk. I saw a recent video where he met 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine put a King Von coat on him. I don't understand. I swear I don't understand it. It's a little boy playing a dangerous game, man. I tell you. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people want clout. A lot of people want clout. It ain't worth it. But yeah, he, so, you know, like I said, the little Perkio, he out here trying to do his thing. So, I mean, shout out to him trying to, you know he definitely built up a little following, you know. I mean, luckily he looked like somebody, because a lot of times these people try to be lookalikes and it don't look like him, but he looked just like him. He looked like he could have been Lil Durk's little brother or something. Just like the fake Durk, he looked like Durk too. He was getting bookings and everything. But I tell you, there ain't no end to justify the means sometimes. But also, Elon Musk bought Twitter. That's big right there. $43 billion. And the wildest thing about him buying Twitter to me is he said that he wanted to buy Twitter and he wanted to make it a free speech app. But who really knows what he's going to do with it, you know? You know, out the deal, Jack Dorsey came out with almost $100 million out the deal. Him and his business partner, Pagre, I think that's his name, something like that. He got about $35 million out the deal. It's just crazy, you know, just to think about what you could have did with that money as far as when it come to things of our world, and you spent it on Twitter. But, you know, what can you tell a billionaire to do with their money? You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, you know. Everything gonna work out for the common good. We got new music on the way. Future dropping his album this Friday. It's called I Used to Like You. Whatever that title means, it could mean so many things. Kehlani dropping her music this Friday. It's music coming out. There's some music coming out. So I definitely can't wait. It's a lot of R&B dropping soon. LMA dropping soon. SZA, her album is complete, so she gonna be dropping. Kendrick Lamar on the way. Jack Harlow on the way. It's a lot of music coming, man. These streets about to be flooded. I can't wait. But that is it. That is all. So I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Follow me on all DSPs. Definitely subscribe, share, all that. Take care. Love y'all. All right, so for my relationship advice for this week, I want to let y'all know something right now. Especially for my ladies. Stop putting up with what you don't need to put up with. Let me say that again. Stop putting up with what you don't need to put up with. I'll give you an example. If you know a man is not showing up for you, and you know what you deserve, stop putting up with it. Don't say to yourself, oh my God, I need him around. You can need a man all you want, but what you do not need is a man there wasting space, wasting your energy, wasting your time. You deserve to have somebody on your team that's putting in the same effort as you. Do he support you? Do he care for you? Do he pray for you? Do he hold you up in every single aspect of your life? Is he fucking you good? You need to know all these aspects of this person. Is he showing up for you? Please ask yourself that. Don't be out here wasting your time. And to my fellas, the same thing. If you were a lady, if you pouring into her and she not giving you that same back, roll out because you deserve the same. You deserve to be acknowledged. You deserve to be held up as the king of that castle. You deserve to be respected in that house and outside that house. You are a king. Don't you ever forget that. Hold your head up high. Is she holding you down? Do she make sure, are you fed? Do she give you encouraging words? Do she rub your back? Do she let you know, baby, I know the world is against you, but I'm not. Is she your quiet storm? That's what you need to know. If she not showing up for you like that, and you showing up for her, you gotta let her go, man. I pray that I'm helping somebody. If not a lot of people, just a few people. All I need is one. Like Nas said, all I need is one. I just wanted to drop that in y'all's spirit. Nobody's perfect. Don't ever put that out there. None of us are perfect. We are all works in progress. We're doing this together. We can't do this alone. I just want to let y'all know I love y'all. See y'all next week.